Next case is number 12,420, Glenville Hollow Farms seek a variance from the road frontage requirement for a proposed lot, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Bridgeville Highway, Route 13A, approximately 0.54 miles southwest of Sussex Highway, Route 13. The 911 address is 22358 Bridgeville Highway in Seaford. The zoning district is AR1, agricultural residential, and the tax parcel is District 331, Map 3, and Parcel 145. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 12.44-foot variance from the 150-foot lot width requirement for a proposed lot fronting onto SCR number 13, Bridgeville Highway. Thank you. Oh, one more thing. To date, we have received 0 letters of support, 0 letter of opposition, and 6 mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Michael McGrody on behalf of the applicant. Could I have one of the photos put up on the screen that I put in, I brought in? Do we have them?
I don't believe they were scanned.
Oh, so. Okay. Well, then I can address them without actually having them up there. If you look at the photos and you see the photos, there's a farm road. It's the entrance to the farmed portion of the property. Next to it, there's a ditch, a drainage ditch, that runs east to west on the side road opposite the parcel that we want to subdivide off. In the berm of that ditch, there are 3 transmission line poles, one of which is on between the ditch and between 13A. When the ditch gets close to 13A, it turns and runs south to north, parallel with and along 13A. Those topographical conditions are the conditions that create the uniqueness here. There is only 100 and, make sure I get quote the right distance. There's only 137.56 feet between the next tax parcel up and that road. The road is the access to the rest of the property, and it's pinned in where it is because the berm of the the berm of the drainage ditch and the ditch, and that other berm on the opposite side has the poles in it. So that makes it the unique exceptional condition topographically that prevents us from doing 150 feet. We could put the property line in the middle of the road, but a person building a residence on a residential lot is not going to want to be using a farm road as his access to his property. So that is the first requirement, is the uniqueness of the property, and that's what creates the uniqueness. The second is cannot otherwise be developed. That's the same set of factors that prevents it from otherwise being developed as a residential lot, because that farm road's there, the drainage ditch is there, and the transmission line is there. It's not created by the applicant. That ditch has existed for years. The transmission line was there before they bought the property. The farm road was there before they bought the property. In fact, the property that they want to subdivide off originally did have a house on it, but it was torn down. So that was not created by them. And the character of the neighborhood, if you look at the tax map, the property adjoining the piece that we want to subdivide off is tax parcel 162, and tax parcel 162 is 88 feet of road frontage. The property next to it is 75 feet, the property next to it is 75 feet, the property next to it is 79 feet, and the property in the corner is 121 foot of frontage on Route 13A. If you go to the next road, which is the Hearns Mill Road, all the properties coming up Hearns Mill Road that abut this are similarly situated in that they're 99 feet, 99 feet, 97 feet, 100 feet, So the essential neighbor, and even to the south, the first property adjoining the farm, it doesn't adjoin the property we want to convey off, but it adjoins the farm, is much less than the 150 feet, and is much less than 137 feet that we propose. So essential nature of the neighborhood won't be affected or adversely affected. The, in fact, the entire border of that property, all those lots, with the exception of a couple, are smaller than the 137 feet. The last criteria, the minimum variance, because of those conditions, there's only 137.56 feet there. And that, so that's the minimum variance to the road frontage that we could use. So we would ask you at this time to grant that variance. And if you have any questions, I'd like to answer them. And the owner of Glenville Hollow Farms, one of the members, one of the managing members of Glenville Hollow Farms is standing to my left, Cindy Yingling. And you can verify that everything I just told the board is correct.
You need to be sworn in, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, yeah, you need to be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Cindy Yingling, 4464 Glenville Road, Glenrock, PA.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Are the facts that I just related to the board all true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp?
The residual lands, how big is that back lot there?
134 acres, I think the farm is 134.
And it looked for me, and I just want to make sure I was reading it right, that there's along the lane are those transmission lines as well. It looked like there's a house kind of behind where this proposed lot would be on the farm lane. Is that right?
No, there's no house behind it.
Is there a...
Oh, there's a structure back there, but that's...
It's like a farm-related structure.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure I understood.
Well, whose house are in these pictures?
Oh,
that's way back.
Back on the other road.
It's across the road.
It's across
yeah,
the
that's
road the
across the road on the other side. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this isn't your parcel.
No.
Is this one your parcel? The last one.
That yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So look.
I'm sorry. The picture she has is a picture of the parcel, but that house is across the road. From the parcel.
Correct.
The
white it's house. Not on that. Yeah.
There's a road.
It's a depth perception.
Right there.
Issue.
In front of that white house.
The farm lane runs into it.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
This is the farm lane you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's not a patched ditch, but I've been there for a long time. I knew they had the farm before they did. I've been there for a long time for drainage of that field because it's really low there.
Right.
Yeah, and that's not something where you could move the road even over.
No, there's a, no. It's the road, there's the berm of the ditch, another berm, and in that berm is the three transmission lines. And then, because the ditch turns there 90 degrees and runs along 13A, the ditch impedes putting a road in.
And if you did and put the road in, wouldn't you have the irrigation to contend with?
Yes, because the irrigation comes all the way to the edge of the existing road.
See that? See the pivot stop?
So do you tell us why you're subdividing this lot?
Because it's outside of the irrigation and it's not, and
it's
because of the ditch
of
and everything else, it becomes, I'll let you tell them because you're the farmer, not me.
It becomes better use of the property because it was really just, it's in line with all the other lots. It's just a little corner piece. It's really not.
And there used to be a house there, correct?
Correct. Yes, okay. It was too many people ransacking it, so we actually got it torn down.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. They were ransacking it, and they were,
oh.
So we got it torn down.
So this existing lane is only 10 feet?
10 to 13, because we take quite equipment down there. He said it was at least 13. It's not real wide.
Have we granted any other variances for this parcel?
That's just the one for tonight.
Okay. Okay, does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? You're seeing none, and no other questions from members of the board? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12420 for the requested variance pending final written decision for the public hearing. I believe the property does have unique physical conditions, that strict conformity because of those conditions is not possible, that the essential character of the neighborhood will not be changed, and it's the minimum variance necessary.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reason. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved. Next case.